homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon shrimp linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's a Sunday morning once again, and it's a beautiful day out there because it's not 107.8 degrees, or last week it was 704 degrees, according to the weather report out of Action News. So we all went from hot to hell. And, yeah.
Quickly. Not just in temperature, but yeah, in other things.
You no longer live in Reading. You're in hell. But moving right along, today is Sunday, June 28th, 2015, and my name is Mark Kent once again. And we have a very special guest today. Orlean Curley is going to be on the show. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And we are streaming worldwide, but first, blah, blah, blah. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy, Bob Martin.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
And
good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Red Smith, who's going to stay over, and maybe we'll have juvenile delinquent conversations with the chat room or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember kindergarten. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I have a dunce cap over here. We can just
dummy
sit
head
in the corner. Yeah.
Dummy head always works. But anyway, we're streaming worldwide, so go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. I didn't actually see what was being said in there, but I heard it was getting rather juvenile.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, all of our elected representatives, you know, should just cut them slack because they need our support regardless if they're traitors. Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess you sell yourself out and you know, you get money from Monsanto and whoever else to make deals and, you know, the treason on the American people. Oh, that's okay. It's, you know, it's a tough job. You got to, you know, you got to get up every morning and you got to go to Washington and get bribed.
And lie.
Or Sacramento and lie. I mean, yeah, that's a tough job. I mean, it's hard to go home and look at yourself in the mirror. Anyway, All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can go to friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. You can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. And Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. And those Rebel Rouser extremists, meet every Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview. That's Destiny Fellowship. And the Tea Party extremist believe in limited government fiscal responsibility and following the Constitution as it was intended. Wow, what a novel concept.
Yeah.
Maybe our elected representatives around this area ought to actually read the Constitution a little bit.
And that is the Tea Party, right? Not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party meeting. It's the Tea Party meeting?
The Republicrats, or was it the Demopubs? I'm not sure which, but I think those guys are not us.
The people?
Yeah.
It's
the people.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got an R in front of my name. That makes me, it doesn't matter if I'm a traitor.
Nah, well, there you go.
You dummy head.
On Monday night, just to let the people know, we have Paul Preston at the meeting that we're discussing. And, again, that's at 6 p.m., so he'll be there to give us some more information about what's really happening.
Yeah, I highly suggest that you go look up the Shasta Lantern at www. I don't have to say that anymore, but I do anyway, shastalantern.net. And, that's where you're going to get your information these days. And I guess with the passing of the TPP, because they just, they're going to pass the TPP because they passed the TPA, and it's on the QT now that, they're going to be getting rid of all the alternative media sources in there because of copyright stuff. So, anybody who thinks that it was a good thing for our Congressman Doug LaMafia to vote for the TPA, maybe you ought to do a little homework instead of just sitting down there in front of your Republican Party website and getting all the talking points from the powers that be and the upper echelon.
Try reading the document.
Yeah, you might try reading the document. Either that or you can believe.
You're not supposed to read.
You can believe the Star Chamber. You're reading again. Educating yourself,
that's
dummy
right.
head.
It's making myself ignorant because I read too much.
Yeah, you do. You read too much. So, anyway, have we got any other things on the housekeeping
well,
stuff?
Well, just to let everybody know, Camp for Life is going on right now. We started yesterday of unloading trucks and getting the food in and getting everything ready for the families to come in. I believe we have 5 new families out there. So that's going to be a great time. Everybody's invited to come out there, bring your kids. Unfortunately, no fish this year. They were contaminated. But there's the creek there. There's all kinds of activities to do. Lots of food 3 times a day, we're there. So come on out and join us. And then, of course, at the end of August, we are doing the Sea to Shining Sea with Missing in America Project. And we will be going back to Arlington from Reading. And we're taking 6 veterans back there and burying them at Arlington. And so anybody can join that, too. It's a $2,500 a person or $3,000 a couple to make the trip back there. It's about a 10-day trip one way. That will cover your motels and everything like that, all your food. But if you're interested, you can give me a call at 221-0101 or Fred at 226-9900.
And just in case anybody wants to know, the Gator is still going to be raffled as soon as we get to the magic number of tickets. Then
we're almost there.
Almost there.
The last few are getting hard to sell, but yep, it's almost ready to go. So hang in there, folks.
That's right.
Nobody's won it yet.
So if anybody asks you about the Gator, just tell them the mustard's off the dog. The mustard's off the dog. And and that's we will be raffling it soon.
And we'll tell you that we're not driving around or using it. It's very tempting, but it's not happening.
It still has the same mileage on it.
Yep, it's safe.
It's sitting at my driveway, basically, and I've been salivating for weeks. Anyway, with that, I guess that's what we got. Let's go to a break. We'll come back. I want to play a short clip, and then we'll get to Orlene Curley. And we'll start talking about the TPP and the TPA and the TPASI and the ISITP and the I don't remember all the
Okay, and if you want to call in, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Oh, but ain't that America? You and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free. Little pink houses.
served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, July 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. This is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards from the American Songbook along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and our special guest, the phenomenal trombone player Joe Larson. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Square times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. You're listening to, the alternative source of media that a lot of people just think is not, the proper way to handle things. But we say that the only way that we're going to change things is
to tell the truth.
To tell the truth.
And educate the people and inform them.
Absolutely. So I guess we've got a caller on the line, Susan Clark from Reading. Are you there, Susan? May I help you?
I had a question. Yesterday on the other channel, was that Aaron that was being interviewed?
I heard about that. I didn't listen to the interview. I'm assuming that that's who it was from what I heard. It was. Red says it was. So, yeah.
Well, who's the lady that's on the show right now?
This is my sister, Linda. Is that who you're talking about?
Okay, so Linda was not being interviewed.
No, I was not being interviewed.
Well, the question was really weird, was the two of those people were going on and on about how great it was that Doug LaMalfa had passed these TTP bills, and I'm thinking, wow.
I guess the fact that she actually gets a paycheck from Doug LaMalfa might have something to do with it.
Shock.
Yeah.
And then Dean Wigington had been on the earlier morning show, and they were saying that a lady from Doug LaMalfa's office was greeting people as they were leaving about, don't believe anything, these are all lies about the spraying of us. Now, come on now.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
people can't look up in the sky and see it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and this president is not about global warming and fixing it or anything like that. And there couldn't be any reason why that they would spray aluminum particles in the air. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's not just Dane that's on that. I mean, there's evidence.
There's a lot of evidence
across the board on that. Yeah,
a lot of experts out there about it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but anybody that challenges the status quo, the insiders is branded a nut job. job, you know, that's the game. You know, any, you know, it used to be the bankers, you know, if you challenged the Federal Reserve, oh, you were obviously some kind of a tinfoil hat guy. Well, that's out of the bag now, you know, mainstream and everything that, you know, they're basically so corrupt that they, you know, they just got fined and admitted to felony guilty, fraud, corruption, money laundering, you know, just a week or two ago. So now we're anybody that, but that's, see, that's out of the bag. So everything else that's challenged as being the truth, you know, the powers that be, the insiders in Washington, you know, they got to
try to attack everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody
that goes against the narrative of that Washington is the answer to everything, or the Republicans are the answer to everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I called because I actually got apparently confused, and I actually thought Linda was the one being interviewed.
No, I don't think so.
And I thought, I didn't know she worked for Doug LaMalfa.
No.
Not going to happen in this lifetime.
Yeah,
okay.
I think there's a little bit of selling out going there. But,
I'm glad you called in and got it clarified, and maybe it'll clear it up for a lot of people. Maybe you're not the only one. I appreciate that.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
Listen, let's play this clip real quick of... this is from the STG report. We're only getting 5 minutes before to go to Orleans. It'll set up everything that we're talking about here. And this is just one report. We could do many of these, but it kind of tells you a lot of the facts that people just aren't, you know, getting, especially from our elected representatives, and I guess their staff as well. Go ahead, Bob, and play it, and then
this is potentially building to the mother of all short squeezes, and I think the fact that they keep piling on more and more naked short interest on the COMEX tells us that they're losing control of this.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. I have back on the line our good friend Dave Kranzler from Investment Research Dynamics. And boy, are we going to have a dynamic conversation about all that's going on in the world, starting with Greece, then moving on to the silver open interest, which just hit an all-time high yesterday, and so much more. Dave, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I always love chatting with you.
Well, I always love having you on, Dave, because you're a straight shooter and a good guy, and your heart's in the right place. And I got to tell you, man, it's a beautiful day out today. I don't know if you guys can hear lawnmowers in the background. I've shut the windows, but it's a beautiful day today, and all looks well, except we know behind the scenes the criminals in our own government, literally both on the right and the left, are going to push through this TPP, which will devastate what's left of the economy and much more because it's secret and we can't read what's in it. They're total fascist, tyrannical monsters, these people. But it's a beautiful day out and all looks well, just like it's always beautiful in Greece. But under the cover of that beauty, the banksters will take the Greek islands, the public works, the water rights, the pensions, as they enslave Greece to more bailouts. I was reading yesterday, Dave, $100 billion is the new bailout package for Greece. These people are insane, and the only way this ends is for the people to rise up like Iceland did and say, hell no, and arrest the bankers. So, Dave, what do you make of what's going on in Greece? And then we'll move on.
Sure. Actually, just to circle back really quickly, you mentioned the TPP, which is a particular thorn in my side, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but anyone who's read the legislation and discloses its contents to the public can be thrown in jail. That was an executive order, I think it was, signed by Obama. It's either an executive order or it's just decreed in the bill itself. But and I emailed that to a buddy of mine, and he came back, and he goes, yeah, that includes members of Congress. And he said last night he was listening to an interview of Marcy Kaptur, who's representative from Ohio. And she said she was seriously frightened by the threats to prevent disclosure. And his comment on TPP is that it's horrifying. It formalizes the loss of America's sovereignty and replaces it with slavery. The loss of sovereignty has been going on for a while, but only in a de facto sense. So this TPP is, I've been calling it, the final nail in the coffin of this, of the middle class of this country.
Yeah, it's that and more. It is total overt fascism. It is a lockdown of the economy in, you know, Jeff Sessions and Elizabeth Warren have been sounding the alarm, both of them saying that this secret trade deal, this secret Obama trade deal, is literally what you just said. It's the death nail in what's left of our economy, and worse, because they can't even tell us what's really in it. They probably don't even know what's really in it. And you know what worries me is, if you want to see the end of the alternative media, put this thing through, because within it is buried a bunch of new copyright laws and overreaching rules, which allows the government if it even suspects you have broken any copyright law, which will be new copyright laws, which will be far and overreaching, and if they suspect you've broken any copyright laws, there is power in this thing to seize your assets, seize your websites, and shut them down. Without writ of habeas corpus, without knowing what the charges are, without going into court to defend yourself, they'll just seize it and shut it down. It'll be a great way to put an end to all discourse and debate in this country, won't it?
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I wouldn't necessarily refer to it as Obama's trade bill. He's clearly the one that's championing it, and it's actually, this bill in and of itself stands completely in opposition to everything and all the principles Obama ran on in 2008, and that got him elected. And to me, what's really behind this bill is a massive amount of corporate money. I'm sure the large multinational corporations drafted it, just like Citigroup drafted the latest derivatives legislation that was passed by Congress. And it just goes to show that Obama is really nothing but a dish rag for the corporations who have bought and paid for the White House.
Right. And you're right to say it's not just an Obama bill, because look at the GOP, look at Boehner get behind this thing and pass
it. These guys are just hand puppets for the big corporations and wealthy individuals like Buffett and Bill Gates who control them.
Yeah, well, we find ourselves in a desperate situation now, and we, you know what, Dave, we've often said that the banksters, who essentially control the Congress and the Senate, the banksters are going to do the same thing to this country that we see them doing to Greece. And everybody thought that was hyperbole. Oh, they would never come for our pensions. They could never take our infrastructure, our water rights, our public utilities. But that's exactly what they're going to do. And if we want to bridge back over to Greece, look at this insane unrepayable debt. The ECB said to raise emergency Greek bank aid to near $100 billion. $100 billion, Dave. I mean, there's just no way that this thing can end in any way other than the whole of Greece being sucked up and taken in as an asset for the banksters, which I think is their goal.
You know, this Greece thing has been a serious Six Flags roller coaster ride. I mean, I said from the get-go that if you follow the money, and you can't really follow it because the real money is buried on bank balance, off balance sheet in the form of OTC derivatives, mostly credit default swaps that the banks have a huge exposure to. But I said from the get-go that the Greece and the Troika would work something out to kick the can down the road because there was financial motivation there. And then last week, it looked like Greece was going to, they were going to pull the plug on Greece. And I said, I publicly admitted, I may be wrong. You know, maybe Greece leaves. But you have to question yourself through all the threats and jawboning that's been going on. There has to be a reason why the banks and the Troika are still at the negotiating table. And there has to be a reason why Greece is still at the negotiating table. I mean, why doesn't Greece just say adios and start printing up drachma? You know, if German leaders don't want their taxpayers to subsidize Greek lifestyles, why doesn't Germany just say adios? Why is this negotiation stance still going on? And I've changed my mind again, and I think they're ultimately going to reach a deal to kick the can down the road. And it again, I think it just points to following the money. We're following it to the extent that you can, and again, it's unprovable because there's so much non-disclosure now, and so much the banks can get away with hiding their true balance sheet exposure to these situations. But I just know that, and this would include U.S. banks. I know that there's a massive credit default swap exposure going on at the banks, regardless of whether or not they've transferred their on-balance sheet debt exposure to the ECB, the EU, and the IMF. There's still the derivatives, and I have a feeling that's what this is mostly about.
Yeah, well, let me read you this from our friend Jeff Nielsen over at Bullion Bulls Canada. He's always got an interesting spin on these things, and he writes, the headline is, "Did Greece's government cave into terrorists?" And he writes, "The corporate media has been gleefully proclaiming victory for the past 2 days as Greece's previously defiant government has apparently agreed to concessions as the first step toward piling more debt onto this bankrupt economy. The EU has been practicing any and every form of economic terrorism at its disposal to attempt to bully Greece's government into acquiescing to more of this self-destruction. Obviously, if the Tsipras government is now embracing more of this economic suicide, it can only mean that the coercion and threats have finally worn down their resistance. Being a crime syndicate, perhaps senior government members were simply told that if they don't cooperate, that members of their families would begin to have, quote-unquote, accidents. You know, I don't think that's too far off from the truth, because it takes a lot of courage to stand up to these people. I mean, my God, look at the list of recently deceased bankers in mysterious ways, always said to be suicide. I think it's very, very scary to be a public person and to stand up to these banksters, because you're literally standing up to the mafia. And on their list of things that they can use against you is murder. They take people out. They're capable of taking people out. And it's got to be very, very scary. And so it would be very, very scary to be in Tsipras' shoes standing up to these mafiosos, don't you think?
I completely agree. And there's no telling what kind of ammunition the NSA has given representatives of the Troika that they can use against this guy.
Yeah, well, the NSA, that's a great point. This is an all-encompassing information network run by the globalist banksters, the NSA, the CIA, in the UK, their secret services, all aligned against humanity. Throw the Mossad in there as well.
Very good. Well, I just wanted to play that initially because it covers a lot of the Greek situation. There's more to tell on that. But it also said some stuff on the TPP and the TPA that I wanted to get out there. And so that's what our discussion is going to be with Orlean here. Now is the TPA and the TPP, I believe. Are you there, Orlean?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Yeah, same here. Listen, we just wanted to get on the air here and start talking about this. There's so much news on so many different fronts, it's hard to get it all in here. But so we apologize for a little bit of the delay on getting you on, but maybe you can tell us where you want to start.
There is so much to this issue. It's just mind-boggling.
Yes, it is. This has been going on for
some time. I wrote an article about it 2 weeks ago when they had the vote at first that was so confusing. That was on June 12th, where the House had voted concerning the TPP. And I divided it into three different sections. There's really four different sections. I should have included one other part of it, that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is TPP. One lady is calling it toilet paper politics because she thinks it's so bad that we should just wipe our behinds with it. Anyway, so that's the TPP. That has not passed yet. That will happen later, probably in about 6 months. But before that was to happen, one of the writers said, when a controversial bill is being presented, they divide it into three different sections or four parts that makes it easier to get it passed, because then they can, especially when there's a lot of opposition to it, they can divide it into these sections and pass them one at a time. So one of the other sections is the TAA, that stands for the Trade Adjustment Assistance, and that's the one that will give assistance to people who have lost their jobs because of prior trade agreements. And that appeals to people who especially believe in welfare, like Democrats. And then there's the Trade Promotion Authority, the TPA, and that's the one that gives Obama fast-track authority. And then there is something that I did not include in that article that most people don't really realize. There's a fourth part to this that's called TTIP, that stands for Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. And that's the twin to the Trans-Pacific Partnership and includes the Atlantic countries in it as well. For now, are you totally confused?
Well, you know, it is confusing, and I think it's absolutely done on purpose. You know, and these guys, I mean, there's nothing to stop them at this point if under current management at Congress is to get everything passed, because, I mean, they spent like $200 million from, Goldman Sachs, and Monsanto donated a bunch to these different people to get it through on the Republican side on the TPA. What's to stop the whole thing from going through at this point?
That's really the truth. It's now that they did get the vote passed last Tuesday, at first it was not going forward because they didn't have the fast-track authority part of it. and it was really the Republicans that were promoting it, the Democrats holding it back, which is so totally contrary to most of these bills that are being pushed by Obama. But finally, last Tuesday, they did get the vote through to give Obama the fast-track authority that was the trade promotion authority. And now he supposedly will have maybe 6 months. He'll go to the other countries, the other 11 nations, Japan, Australia, Peru, Malaysia, Vietnam, New Zealand, Chile, Singapore, Canada, Mexico, and a country I'd never even heard of called Brunei Darussalam. Anyway, he's now going to get them all on board with him. Then he'll come back asking then for the final authority to pass the entire thing. And because he has now been granted the fast-track authority, there will be no discussion. It'll be, there can be no holding it back. They will just have to have an up-and-down vote on this. And usually whenever the fast-track authority has been granted, the final vote does happen. And so it's very scary, especially when you realize just how much all of this, how much control over every aspect of our lives will be coming.
Well, it's, you know, when they say treason and slavery and bribery here, you know, we're not exaggerating at all. You know, people think, oh, you just got an axe to grind. No, we're not exaggerating at all. These people have sold us down the road. This is treason. They've given up our sovereignty if this gets passed. And by the Republicans cooperating with Obama, I mean, they're basically on the same team by doing so. And how can they sit here and try to make excuses for the, oh, well, we had to go along with this, or we had to go along with that, or we'll lose our committee seat, or they got a million
it
excuses.
It doesn't appear what it is. You know,
it's not giving up our sovereignty. Yeah. You know, it's all BS. Why is this a secret trade agreement? And these treasonous SOBs need to be shot, in my opinion.
Definitely, and it is very frightening. I really like what Phyllis Schlafly says about it. She's been opposed to this and to all free trade agreements from the get-go, because we learned from NAFTA that there was nothing free about any of this, and it brought our nation down, lost so many of our jobs. And so she gives five reasons to oppose the TPP. She says it isn't simply a betrayal of American workers, it's the mother of all betrayals, a betrayal that touches us all and is full of secret provisions that will, number one, give Barack Obama unprecedented and extra constitutional powers, number two, kill millions of American jobs, number three, subvert our national sovereignty to international authorities, number four, open the floodgates to even more illegal aliens, and number five, place the United States under the tyrannical thumb of the United Nations. And that's really what this is all about.
Hey, Orlene, it's Red here, and I would like to refer to some things that are in the TPA document itself, where it refers to that it is the intention of the United States to bring itself into compliance with the World Trade Organization, not under American law or under American sovereignty, but under the WTO, which is part of the United Nations. And then the other thing that I would like to address, you mentioned how debate will now be an up-and-down vote. In the Constitution, it does grant the president the authority to negotiate a treaty, but it also declares that the Senate will have the power to alter that and to consent to it, and they have to consent to it by two-thirds. So when the TPA actually turns it into an up-and-down vote, without debate or the ability to alter it by the Senate, that actually represents a destruction of the Constitution, does it not?
It definitely does, but they've tried to go around this just as they did with NAFTA by, instead of calling it a treaty, NAFTA they called it an agreement, and this one they're calling it a partnership, so therefore they don't need the required two-thirds vote that the Senate has to have for a treaty, even though this is, in every sense of the word, a treaty. But they're so sneaky, they just try to get around it by subverting the language and changing the terminology.
Yeah, I guess, you know, just because we have a global, a global takeover of our trade and everything, that's got to be a good thing, right? We need to be, in favor of UN policy trumping U.S. law. I mean, why wouldn't we want that? I mean, isn't that for the best for everybody? We can all lock our arms and sing We Are the World and watch a Michael Jackson commercial with Coke or something. And, that's what we've got a lot of people out there thinking, is that they're going to be like the group of people in Independence Day standing on top of the building welcoming the aliens until all of a sudden a light beam comes out and kills them all.
That's really the truth, and the fact that our children are being so indoctrinated in our public schools to believe that they are citizens of the world. When I was teaching in Santa Rosa as a substitute teacher, I was in one of the classrooms. They not only said Pledge of Allegiance to our flag, but then they had a pledge to the world. And there was a little picture of the globe. And I thought, this is absolutely ridiculous. I said, I'm sorry, but we're not going to do the second pledge. I pledge allegiance to our flag because I am a citizen of the United States. I'm not a citizen of the world. But they've been promoting this for the longest time, and especially under Common Core, this world citizenship is enormous. So our children will think this is all a great idea. So just as an example of how bad the World Trade Organization already is, they're already telling us what we can do with our own laws. One of those is we came up with a law called COOL, stands for Country of Origin Labeling, which required all foreign meat to be labeled where it was coming from, so we would know if we wanted to buy meat from some country that was probably using human fertilizers to feed their animals and promote and grow their crops. But the World Trade Organization has ruled that that is not correct, and so we are now going to have to bend to their ruling. Our Congress is already deciding that they're going to have to take back that law called Country of Origin Labeling. So this World Trade Organization truly believes that they have the right to dictate to all countries of the world, and this will only be worse if the Trans-Pacific Partnership goes through.
And to clarify that, that verbiage was actually in the TPA. There's a substantive section in there that places American sovereignty and American law subservient to that of the World Trade Organization.
That's right.
So any elected official or their staff member that is telling constituents that there was no surrendering of American sovereignty, that there was no extra constitutional power,
is a liar.
Exactly.
Is a liar. Absolute liar. Okay, she's a sock puppet, a dish rag for a sock puppet dish rag La Mafia congressman. I can't say. I don't know. Is that plain enough? Should we go to a break?
I guess that's very plain.
I guess we could go to a break, and then we can come back with Charles. He has a question and a comment for Orlean. And so with that, we'll go to a break. Remember, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
I was born and raised in the boondocks.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, I'm walking on sunshine. There you go. We're all doing the Gladys Knight and the Pips thing in here today. Yeah. Walking on sunshine. Wow.
Sure we are.
Degrees of it.
Yeah.
There you have it. So we've been sold out by sock puppets and dish rags. And so I would just add a quick thing here. You know, I mean, anybody who wants to look this up, you can go to opensecrets.org. Also, you can go to the maplight.org and look at the contributions. Scroll down through the contributions and, you know, it just happened to be that almost $200 million was given to the Republicans and the Democrats to help pass the TPA. And our esteemed congressman, he only received, $300,000?
About $316,000.
Yeah, $316,000.
That has nothing to do with it. Come on, guys.
But we don't understand. Yeah. You guys are just too stupid. You guys are just too stupid to understand bribery when you see it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And with that, should we go to Charles?
Yeah, let's do that.
Charles, are you with
there?
Us?
Got a question or comment for Ernie?
Yes, I am with. I've been following this issue for some time, and one thing I would like for your guest to touch on is the free speech infringements that are contained within this TPP flush it. Where they twist and warp the copyright law to make it in, to effectively shut down all our alternative media. And not only that, but I've been reading articles lately about how the major auto manufacturers want to make it illegal for the owners of their vehicles to be able to work, you know, to do certain repair operations on their cars because they want to, because of the copyright that they claim on individual, you know, diagnostic codes. They want to, according to this, I forget who put it out, but they want to make it so that only the dealerships that are assigned, that, you know, only their specific dealership franchises would be allowed to read certain diagnostic codes.
And well, so the problem, Charles, is this.
It goes beyond.
I kind of got that going on now.
But it goes way beyond. I mean, the tentacles go and the implications go beyond that. And also, let's not forget, isn't this a living document? That's got implications, too.
Well, see, that's the problem, Charles, is the whole thing is secret. Okay, we don't really know what's in it, but we got to pass the bill, have an up or down vote, and give Obama the power to do the fast track because we don't need to know what's in the bill and we don't need to read that until we pass it, right? It's secret. That's the problem. Nobody knows what's in it. So let's pass a secret bill. Can you say Obamacare, anybody? Anyway, let's see what Orlean has to say about it.
Well, I'm really glad that you mentioned some of the extra things that nobody seems to really hear about. And it is going to have amazing control over so much of American life, including our healthcare system, the privatization of hospitals, the banking institutions, and as you mentioned, even our ability to have free expression. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, a California-based nonprofit firm that used to protect or really support Obama, they've discovered that this will have an enormous effect over intellectual property. They were able to read that chapter that was leaked out, and they were outraged at the extensive control the agreement will exercise over freedom of speech, right to privacy, and limitations on due process.
Well,
they said the entire process has shut out stakeholder participation and is shrouded in secrecy, just as you've mentioned.
Well, Obama wouldn't lie to us, would he? Never. Never. He would never lie. He's never been caught lying.
If you like your sovereignty, you can keep your sovereignty.
And read what's in the bill. You keep your doctor. There's so many lies, I can't even, it was a video that caused the Benghazi. We could go on and on and on. I can't even remember the guy telling the truth other than he's going to fundamentally change America. Now, we're supposed to believe this guy on a trade agreement?
As Charles also mentioned, it is a living agreement, which means it can be easily changed and enlarged without any congressional approval, without any of us even knowing about it. And then because of all the participating nations that will be adding their input,
and the secret court,
they're going to be able to change it however they want as well.
Isn't there a secret court, too, involved in this, as far as we know?
There is. There's a tribunal court that will exercise control over all of the nations involved because
that's a non-appealable international court, correct?
Okay, so let's see. Secret court, the Fifth Amendment, or First Amendment rights gone, freedom of speech, all that. Secret court, trade agreements. What could go wrong here?
All right.
And we can't repeal it or amend it.
What could go
that's
wrong?
Right.
Well, you know how we repeal it and amend it? We have to revolt against it. That's really what it's going to come down to. It's going to be, like we said, the end result is that if people, it's either slavery or revolt. And this might not be a revolt from a legislative standpoint. This is turning into a revolt from a violent standpoint if they keep going the way this is going.
And really, the end result, as we've kind of hinted to, is those behind us want us to be part of a new world order, an international huge trade agreement that eventually will morph into a union, just like the European Union did. And this is a statement that was made by a French premier, Edouard Balladur, who wrote a book back in 2007. And it was highly acclaimed by the New York Times. And he says, it's called A Union of the West. He says the new partnership must be a new alliance between Europe and America, and even more, a true union. I wrote a book back in 2010 called By Stealth and Deception that told how the European Union had been created by deception and how they were trying to move us in the same direction. They first tried it with what they called a security prosperity partnership between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, which was supposed to become a North American Union. But fortunately, enough people found out about it that it was kind of stopped in the tracks. But this was under George W. Bush, and he wanted this just as any Democrat wanted it. So now they've had to come up with a new scheme. This one is to put all of these countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, into a much larger trade agreement that will morph into a much larger union, and then we can have total access to between the United States, the European Union, and all these other groups. So we will have essentially this enormous, huge group moving into an enormous, huge union.
Well, and as they do this, they're also pushing us towards a cashless society where all transactions are completely controlled and monitored either by the banks or the government. I can't think of anything that could be a problem there, huh?
Nothing.
That's really true. And the TPP does, one of the biggest threats is what you've mentioned, what they're going to be doing to the currency.
And I'd like to let everyone know, even though that the TPP is secret, there are parts of this that have leaked out and are available for review. There are parts. WikiLeaks, for one, has gotten a hold of 9 chapters of it, and you can go read parts of the TPP, and it covers everything from healthcare to copyright laws to environmentalism to education to there is nothing this treaty does not touch. And if that doesn't terrify you, you're either one of them that wants to see a new world order and one world government, or I would submit that you're completely illiterate and incapable of comprehension.
Well, it makes you wonder if there's not the Second Amendment involved in there somewhere, too, with it.
Yes, I'm really glad you mentioned that. That's the New American Magazine had mentioned that there was a possibility through all of this that the Second Amendment could be taken away from us. They've been trying in every way they can to do this, and they've not succeeded, but under a big tribunal that would just rule that no one is allowed to own guns. And most of these nations that will be with us in this trade agreement have already made that ruling themselves. It would be very easy for them to take away our rights to own guns.
Well, you know, on all of this, I'm looking at a website, Profit Confidential, and they're talking about on Friday the U.S. national debt to hit $36 trillion, and the Congressional Budget Office confirms this, and this is from Michael Lombardi, an MBA, on Friday. And basically, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. budget deficit will grow from 3% of GDP to a total of 6% by 2040. But if you do the math, I mean, the total deficit is going to be way higher than projected, and of course they've twisted the numbers. You add this all together, and you know, what does this spell? I mean,
Then for them to go on saying that this is going to be a big boost for us, that we're going to be able to get many billions coming back from this trade, that is just ludicrous. When we've lost so many billions from NAFTA, and then the free trade agreement with Korea that supposedly this TPP is based on, we were promised that we would have 70,000 new jobs created and that we would have a wonderful new boost to our economy, and that's just the opposite. We've lost $5.8 billion, and we've lost 40,000 jobs.
Well, we're almost to the top of the hour, Arlene, and obviously we're going to hold you over till for the next hour and get as much as we can here in this interview. I keep thinking of Stuart Smalley. You know, we're just not good enough, and we're just not smart enough, and by golly, nobody really likes us.
So everybody hang on, and we'll pick this conversation up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460. I'm with the Free Fire Media.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A U.S. official says talks toward a nuclear deal with Iran will continue past Tuesday's deadline.
The stakes are high. A nuclear arms race could accelerate in the Middle East and other areas if Iran does not agree to nuclear inspections. At this time, the Iranian leaders call for limits on nuclear inspections and an immediate lifting of sanctions. The talks also leave out the issue of American prisoners in Iran. Secretary of State Kerry leads the American delegation. His broken leg is encased in a cast. Connie Lawn, SRN News, Washington.
There's been another setback for the International Space Station today. An unmanned SpaceX rocket packed with supplies for the station broke apart minutes after being launched from Cape Canaveral this morning. Officials are trying to determine what went wrong. Its cargo included the first docking port designed for future commercial crew capsules. Three more victims of the shooting at Charleston's Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church were laid to rest Saturday. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was there.
I've struggled through all of these funerals because this happened on my watch. And what I can tell you is we will make this right. We will make this right. They will not have died in vain.
Today's services will be held for DePayne Middleton Doctor, a 49-year-old pastor and mother of four who led Wednesday night Bible studies. The European Central Bank has announced it's maintaining emergency credit to Greek banks at its current level. The decision keeps a key financial lifeline open, but does not provide further credit to Greece's banks, which are seeing deposits drain away as anxious Greeks stand in line at ATMs this weekend and withdraw their savings from the failing banks. This is SRN News.
Sleep apnea patients, do you hate your awful CPAP mask that irritates your face and ruins your sleep? Now there's the amazing CPAP Pro, without straps or headgear. The CPAP Pro has been a dream come true for thousands of apnea patients. Now get the full benefit of CPAP without the pain. Go now to nomask.com. Nomask.com. That's NOMASK.com. Nomask.com.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
An inmate at a federal prison in Central California has agreed to plead guilty to killing a corrections officer 7 years ago to avoid a possible death sentence. 47-year-old Jose Cabrera Sablan has agreed to plead guilty to murder in a negotiated deal that will put him in prison for the rest of his life. Sablan is currently serving life with a chance of parole. This new deal will eliminate the possibility of his release ever. A bus carrying British school children went off the highway and overturned near the Belgian coast today, killing one adult chaperone, injuring the driver and some of the children. Belgian highway authorities say the vehicle apparently went out of control, struck a bridge pillar on the E40 highway, then went off the road. The bus was carrying about 40 passengers, including 34 British children, ages 11 to 13. The Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office says all the children survived the accident, but some of them have had to been treated. This is SRN News. Those who like to indulge in a good omelet at the local cafe should be prepared to pay more if they can find it on the menu.
Restaurants are struggling to deal with higher egg prices as well as an inability to get enough eggs and egg products in the midst of a shortage brought about by a bird flu virus which wiped out millions of chickens on commercial farms this spring. Some restaurants are pulling certain egg dishes off menus while others are considering raising prices until the supply returns to normal. The H5N2 avian flu virus started appearing in Midwest commercial turkey and chicken farms this spring. So far, 48 million turkeys and chickens have died or were euthanized to prevent the virus from spreading further. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Today is Sunday, June 28th. It's a birthday for a number of notable people, including comedian and movie director Mel Brooks. He is 89 years old today. Actor John Cusack, 49. Country singer Kelly Pickler, 29. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Minds, we're back for the second half, and boy, it's been, go ahead and play that, Bob, because that's what we feel like right now.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, boy. I guess, I don't know, maybe we've offended some people out there with the talk of the truth, the sock puppets, the bribes, the treason, all that stuff. But, the real deal is it's the truth. If anybody has got any information to the contrary that will refute the fact that they got paid off to pass the TPA or that, the House Republicans are not in the tank with Obama.
Or that it didn't surrender sovereignty or give extra constitutional powers to the president. Or reduce the power of Congress to amend, or
I know we should believe the people that are bribed.
That's a good idea.
Let's believe the people that are bribed. Okay, and then what is the media doing? We're worried about the stars and bars, So we're worried about the stars and bars, the Union Jack. Now we got the rainbow whips and chains flag, and that's what we're worried about this week. We're worried about the rainbow flags and all this stuff, and we're not worried about a trade agreement that gives us...
Don't forget, the rainbow crosswalks in San Francisco, got to get those in there, too.
Because we're good enough, and we're smart enough, and doggone it, everybody does like us. Really? Okay, so, it's unbelievable. The media doesn't report any of this, but of course we're just the fringe. We're just the extremists. We're the guys who don't know what we're talking about because we read too much.
Yeah, we're hysterical.
Yeah, we're hysterical. That's it. Are you as hysterical as well, Orlene?
Well, I don't know if people call me hysterical, but I know that I'm labeled as being one of those right-wing people that believe in conspiracy theories, but may they're no longer theories. They have been proven to be facts.
Yeah, when they're not a theory any longer, they're actually a conspiracy.
Well, I'm curious one thing we've been wrong about.
Yeah, has anybody come up with anything that we're wrong about at this point? I haven't heard any. I've heard just called names, and we're dummy heads, and we're this and that.
And you don't realize really what you're reading. You're misreading what it says.
And we're told that it doesn't do this and it doesn't do that. But I haven't seen any facts that support anything other than what we're saying at this point.
And I really think one of the best things we can do is learn from history And when you see that there has not been one free trade agreement that has been beneficial to the United States, in fact, just the opposite, why bring ourselves into such a huge one? This would be the largest free trade agreement we've ever been involved in. If we could say, oh, yes, well, look how well NAFTA worked. Look how well the one with Korea worked.
Look how well Obamacare is working.
Exactly. But it's ludicrous for people to think that this will be so much better when we can't give a single example from anything in the past. I love the statement that if one does not learn from history, then we are condemned to repeat it.
Well, let's look at an example of Obamacare, you know. I mean, so we got the Supreme Court ruled again that Obamacare is the law of the land and we're not getting rid of it anytime soon. But maybe those guys ought to go read the investors.com and look at the congressional budget reports, because financially, I'm sorry, the CBO says Obamacare will cut Medicare spending by $153 billion. That's equal to 73% of what the CBO expects the exchange subsidies and a Medicare expansion will cost this year. In other words, this thing's going under financially, but it's here to stay.
It is going under. It's amazing. You wonder what on earth is going on with our Supreme Court. They're no longer the third branch of government. They're pretending to be the legislative branch as well. They've essentially added an amendment to the Obamacare by their ruling, and that's not what the Supreme Court is supposed to be doing. That's left up to the legislative branch of our government.
Well, I read the Constitution yesterday again, and I was reading it, and it said the only ones that can make law are Congress, period.
That's it.
That's right.
So why is the executive branch and the judicial branch making law?
And now with this new treaty going through, it's really a treaty, but they call it a partnership, we will have a tribunal that will be making laws for our nation. It's just the most outrageous, anti-constitutional policy that could ever be brought upon us.
Well, Orlene, I mean, what's so bad about America being under the same laws as the rest of the world? The rest of the world is real warm and fuzzy and respects liberty and representation and treats everybody equally and believes everyone's equal under the law. And I mean, it's all rainbows and unicorns out there in the world, right? We're the bad guys.
Oh, definitely. You can see it was so wonderful out there that's why millions of people have come flooding to the United States to get away from the rest of the world. And our founding fathers, our pilgrims, all came here seeking religious liberty and freedoms. And we are the one nation in the world that was based on religious liberty and based on all these wonderful freedoms. We're just going to be giving those away as we become part of some vast international trade agreement that will then lead to a union just as terrible as the European Union is. My husband is from Germany, and we have seen once the European Union came into effect, the effect it has had on his country of Germany, how the German mark was devalued, and people who had set aside a wonderful savings to retire on, that was suddenly gone when the euro came in and took over the mark.
Yeah, that was the HITLER agreement, how individual trade and liberty exited the republic.
That's right. So we can learn from what's already happened in history with the European Union, why so many countries like England are trying to get out of it, and how if you read my book, By Stealth and Deception, you see the amazing deception that went into forming that union. The countries that belonged to this trade agreement that was called the European, a wonderful, nice agreement that no one ever had a clue that it was then going to evolve into a union, not till it was a done deal. They just thought it was an agreement to help prevent war from ever happening again, like the First and Second World War. They thought it was just a nice, wonderful agreement to enhance their trade with each other. And then suddenly they discovered their countries now belong to this amazing union. that was usurping their authority over their own country.
Well, and you have to even go even farther, Orlene. Who is running the country of the EU? It's the European Central, or the European Central Bank. I mean, and you got the Bank of England. I mean, this all goes back to banking, all these trade agreements.
Well, essentially, the European Union is under the World Trade Organization and the IMF, are they not?
Absolutely. And then you go to the Bureau of International Settlements. That's BIS for those of you who can't spell. And you know, you look at what's happening, and what they're doing is they're setting up a world governing organization through the banking system. Now, Lord Acton said back in the 1800s that sooner or later it would be the people against the banks. This is what he was talking about. If you kept giving these guys this unlimited power to counterfeit, sooner or later they would take over the world by confiscating our government. And look at the bribes that are happening. Goldman Sachs, who are they paying off on this trade agreement? You know, so that's really what's going on behind the scenes, and people can, you know, these guys are sock puppets, like you say. They're, you know, these guys just pass whatever they're paid off to pass at this point.
It is really scary, isn't it? You will think that we elected some wonderful Republicans that will stand up for principles, and yet they have been bought out. It's just amazing.
Well, that's, you look at who originally founded the IMF. I've been doing some research on the original founders of the IMF, and they were dyed-in-the-wool communists.
They were.
One of them, the first vice president and the second president of the IMF came out of Italy. He was a dyed-in-the-wool communist, kind of went underground during Mussolini, and then came back out as basically the head of the Communist Party of Italy. And he founded the IMF with the help of the Vatican, a guy named Ugo La Malfa.
Wow.
And then it was those same group of communists that then formed the United Nations.
Well, and now, who do we have advising the president? I guess the fact that, you know, it just came out, the FBI files dig up shocking dirt from top Obama advisor, advisors past it. It could explain a lot. It turns out that Valerie Jarrett is a dyed-in-the-wool communist, and she's advising the president. And, of course, the fact that his parents were communists and his grandparents were communists, that really doesn't matter. He's a Christian fundamentalist who's out for individual rights, right?
Amazing. We know very well what he really is. Actions speak louder than words.
I agree.
Yes, they do.
It's crazy. And I guess people, you know, are willing to go along with this and not do anything. But I predict that there's bad stuff coming down the pipe here. And when it starts to really, you know, it's like Greece. You know, when they can't get to their money anymore, okay, when they can't pull their money out. I mean, you know, Greece is set to default. They have a vote set up for Sunday, July 5th, appropriately the day after the U.S. Celebrates its independence. But what is happening is that they default on the 30th, so the meeting's too late. So Greece is going to default, and what I'm seeing from reports here is that the EU is secretly smiling about the whole mess because it will allow them to once again open the QE spigots to flood Europe with trillions of euros, and then they can blame Greece and use Greece as the scapegoat for this whole thing blowing up. And, you know, a lot of, you know, the Greeks have had a bank run going on for quite a while, but a lot of people are still in the banking system. And you have to ask yourself right now, is anybody else out there in our banking system? Why didn't they remove their money sooner? Why are we still messing with our banking system if this thing's going to happen here? You know, are you going to wait till it's too late to get your money out of the bank?
I think we are facing some really scary times. A lot of people predict it will actually happen this fall.
Yep.
Yeah,
or sooner, if not sooner. So I don't know. We'll wait and see. We could be just the tinfoil hat crew that, doesn't understand anything, and we've been just listening to the wrong people, I guess.
Well, and one of the things is that this is, a lot of these are disguised as free trade agreements. They are anything but free trade, because the ultimate goal is to bring a level of equality among nations. Now, it's impossible to bring everybody up to the level of the United States, so the reverse of that is you have to bring us down to everybody else's level. And that's what this is all about, is bringing us down. It's if you look at, I was looking at some numbers that came off of an article that was put out by our local congressman defending the TPA, I was looking at the article, and they said, oh, well, the standard of living has gone up and blah, blah, blah. But if you look at the standard of living over the last 20 years, look at whose standard of living has come down and whose standard of living has increased. It's not Americans' standard of living that's coming up. We're coming down while everybody else is coming up in comparison. And we have actually run a larger record trade deficit every year since NAFTA.
We have. It's incredible. And then with all the influx of illegal aliens and then those that Obama is bringing here under refugee status, I heard from one person that we have 100 million or 100,000, it's going to cut to 100 million one of these days, but we have 100,000 refugees coming in every month, and they're being spread out around our nation. Most of us don't even know this is happening. I'm originally from Idaho and a town close to Idaho Falls, where I graduated from Twin Falls, a little town of 45,000 population, had 5,000 Muslims now coming in under refugee status. All these, and they like to go to small towns because little by little they can then become 10% of the population and start bringing in their form of laws and take over a city government. So it is really scary. I think in 10 years we will not recognize our nation anymore.
Well, this is all for our own good, you do understand. We're just not smart enough to know that, these guys are not doing this for our own benefit. And at the end of the day, it's just going to be roses and lollipops and sunshine.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I guess we probably need to get the organ music up, Bob, because I think what we've been doing is called investigative reporting as well. And it doesn't seem like a whole lot of that's happening out there with the mainstream media. We get stuck on these stories that... oh, there we go.
I like that music.
Yeah, it's pretty appropriate for what we're talking about. Basically, the secret evil, according to the Bible, not that I'm getting all religious on you, as much as I'm just saying, I think there's wisdom there that says that evil is done in secret, and, you have to bring the truth into the light to set yourself free. And that's kind of why we're doing this, is that we, can anybody come up with a good reason why we should have a secret trade agreement with a bunch of other foreign nations that can't be reviewed by the Senate?
Unless there's something so secretive about it, they don't want us to know.
Yeah.
The only reason.
That's the only reason I can come up with. And the sock puppets telling us that, this is going to be good. All we got to do is go along with the program. I can't see any reason why I would even consider that, because just because I trust my congressman at this point. Well, by gosh, I don't trust my congressman anymore at this point, because he's lied to me. He's taking bribes. He voted for the Cromney bus. He voted for Boehner. That right there should be enough to get everybody to get him out of there.
So where do we go from here, Orlane? I mean, what can we do, or what's out there for the people to know? Where can what can be done, if anything, with all this?
Well, I spoke to Phyllis Schlafly yesterday, and also her son, John Schlafly. Phyllis has been writing about this probably longer than most people. She's the one that first exposed the organization that then was trying to morph into the North American Union, the Security Prosperity Partnership, because she began writing about it and exposing it. So many other people joined with her, and we were able to get it stopped. But she knew that there would be another attempt, and this really is what they want us now to be part of. She said that because there has been so much opposition to this, as did her son John, who is a wonderful attorney that is also so well informed on this, he said that maybe when they do bring it up for the final vote, we can have such an effect that it will be voted down.
Do you know how we're going to do that? Is we're going to get mad at these people, angry voters. You're not going to get mad. You're not going to have any effect on our congressman or any other congressman if you call them up and politely ask them not to vote for the TPA. That doesn't work. What works is being angry and telling them, we will do everything in our power to get you out of office. You know, I mean, the torches and the pitchforks are going to be coming out if you guys don't stop doing this stuff to us, because that's really where we're headed down this road. And you know, despite what everybody thinks. At the same time, do you know what I think? I think that this is going to be the best thing that ever happened. It's kind of like getting Obama elected. It was the greatest thing there ever was for gun sales.
That's true, and it started the Tea Party movement that would have never started before without him in there.
So personally, I think that if it hits the fan, I think that it needs to hit the fan, because you've got a bunch of Stuart Smalley's out there that think that everything is going really good. You know, they've listened to the media. They're afraid of their losing their little nest eggs, and that, you know, they got their little government pensions, and everything's good, going good for them. Well, I think it all has to crash, and it has to, you know, get to a point where they have to face reality and the truth and look evil in the eye before they are going to wake up and join the rest of us in a fight to get our government downsized.
I also think that the exposing of what has been going on to those good Republicans who probably would have voted against this, but they were so full of fear tactics, knowing that they would lose their leadership position, as did Steve Pierce from New Mexico. He was part of the Republican whip team. He's been thrown out of that. Meadows, who was the head of a subcommittee from North Carolina, he lost his position. But then because of the outrage by so many citizens, he was reinstalled.
Right.
So maybe...
Go ahead, Arlene. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm hoping that maybe enough people will be realizing, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. Mark Meadows was reinstalled. Maybe I will be too. I'm going to listen to my constituents. I'm going to vote against this the next chance I have.
That's what Mark was talking about, is with angry voters. If they're not fearful of keeping their seat, why do they have to respond or do anything you want? If I'm going to keep my seat no matter what, because no matter what I do, people are going to continue to reelect me for whatever excuse, why would I not sit there and collect money from these big corporations and do whatever they want if you're still going to reelect me? If you don't make me pay at the ballot box, what does it matter?
Anyway, okay.
I think we need to go to a break, Orlene. Can you stick with us until the other side of the break?
Sure.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
The culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row, and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Linda Scott, on spot.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
That reminds, we're back. That song always reminds me of Goodfellas, where he's running from the cops and the helicopters. I jumped into the fire.
Just to clarify something out there, we want to let people know we are taking calls. We never said that we wouldn't take any calls. The phone lines are open if you're having a hard time.
It's because they're tied up and they're busy.
So just keep trying and we'll get you on.
So we're going to try to dedicate this last half hour to phone calls. And we'll get in, get your question, and get off the line so you're not tying the line up. And then we'll get as many people on as we possibly can. So I believe we have Dar on the line right now. Are you there, Dar? Do you have a quick comment or a question?
Yes, good morning. I've been listening to you. I wasn't going to call. But anyway, I called them off his office, and I told him I was against this bill, and I asked how he was going to vote on it. They couldn't tell me. I'm very disappointed.
Well, we're
disappointed in him. And another, and can I just say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead, Dar.
Regarding the flag in the South, they call it the slave, you know, it's just one more right to take it away from the people. I do not believe that flag had anything to do with the killing of those people in that church. I believe it had to do with someone who was mentally ill and a radical. I do not believe that that flag should be taken away. But they'll just, are they going to take away our flag that says don't tread on me?
Well, it's
the
Tea
Party.
It's all nonsense. It's it's just a distraction to keep us off the topics that are really important, quite
frankly. Well, yeah, they'll take
that
flag.
That's right. It is.
Anyway.
Yeah, they take that flag away, but they don't have a problem, you know, doing swastikas or anything like that, or pictures of Mao or Stalin.
That's
anything
great.
Anything on the left they can do. They can show, they can say anything they want to say, they can wear any kind of, can show any kind of flag.
The problem is the right is the new left.
That's the problem. And the thing is, when are the American people going to wake up? Before all our freedoms are gone.
Well, you keep that level of anger up, Dar, because that's what needs to happen before anything's going to change, and we appreciate your call.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, there you have it. There's Dar, and that's what we need, is we need angry voters out there saying we've had enough of this stuff. We've had enough of, you know, this Stuart Smalley attitude, you know, especially from our elected representatives that seem to think that, you know, we're just too stupid to not understand what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, and on a personal level, refuse and resist.
Yeah.
If you run into something that is against the Constitution, do not comply.
That's the next state. That was what Madison talked about in the Federalist Papers. You know, he said it wasn't just the states. It was, you know, the 10th Amendment says anything that we didn't give to the federal government as an enumerated power was left up to the states and people respectively. So when they get rid of your constitutional rights, you don't follow them anymore. They're no longer legal binding on you.
You can actually use the 10th Amendment as a citizen, and not less than 6 months ago, the Supreme Court itself reaffirmed that right, that you can use the 10th as a private citizen against the federal government.
Absolutely.
No.
So we got to start telling them no across the board with federal intervention. This is just another one, this marriage thing. What a total smokescreen for federal intervention over the Constitution.
And not just tell them no, stand the ground. Don't back up.
Now, see, Mississippi is getting it right. In response, they're just going to do away with marriage license and say, you know what, the state shouldn't be involved anyways. It's a private affair between...
I agree.
I think
since
that's
when does the
right
federal government have the right to tell everybody what the definition of marriage is, and everybody has a constitutional right? No, I don't care what these people do. They can get married. They can do whatever they want. I don't care. But I don't want the federal government telling me how I have to treat them.
Well, that's the problem. The federal government, people are looking to for the answers for everything, and that's not what it's supposed to be at all.
And all we did was consolidate more power in the federal government. Yeah. That's what's going to be the end result of this. So,
well,
go ahead, Reg.
Finish up on the gay thing. You know, some people know that I have a gay brother, and he gets it. Because I called him up, and I called him up and kind of jokingly said, hey, congratulations. And he goes, what, congratulations on what? That the Supreme Court just reaffirmed the federal government has the right to decide when and when I can't get married? Yay.
Yeah.
And he gets it.
It's insane.
It's insane. I believe we have Terry on the line. Are you with us this morning?
I am. How are you all doing?
We're doing good. And you?
Doing well. Hey, Orlene. How are you, darling?
Just fine, Terry. Nice to hear your voice.
Anyway, I've got first of all, I want to comment on your book, America Needs Revival and Not Revision. What a great, great book. That is an amazing book, folks. If you don't have it, America Needs Revival, Not Revision. It's fantastic. It's good for people like me who have the attention span of a gnat, because it's very short. It's good reading. And I wanted to comment on something, because we keep kind of, I don't know, it seems like, are we dancing around the elephant in the room here? Orlene, in your book, you name names. You name names, you cite facts. You name names, you cite facts. I mean, who are the sock puppets? I mean, you know, who are these people? You know, I really like, you know, I mean, if we have a congressman, and it's Doug LaMalfa or Jim Nielsen or a senator like Jim Nielsen, and they're doing something, I think we need to call them out with the facts. If we have staffers, we need to call them out by name. You know, the thing is that it gets to a point to where you've got to make people aware of who the enemy is. And really and truly, don't you guys believe that?
I believe
so. Oh, yes.
I mean,
yes.
We got Doug LaMafia and Benedict Ryan, and then there's Gaines and, you know, all these guys. You know, the truth is that the facts are there. I mean, they're basically not giving us the truth about these different things. So, I don't know. What do you think, Orlene? I mean, I guess I should probably give you the floor here. I'm getting kind of angry, so I better shut up for a little while.
Well, I agree with all of you. And when I called Doug LaMalfa's office, I could not speak to anyone. I tried so many times. All you could do was leave a message. And I don't think that that's how our representatives are to be representing us. I heard that many people like him were being told by big agriculture that the TPP would really help farmers to get their produce overseas to other countries and to be able to help them.
You mean a rice farmer?
That has never been the case. Free trade has never helped the farmers. I'm a farmer's daughter. I know that is the case. And so maybe he was just being given bad information. I am not sure, but I do think we have to hold our congressmen's feet to the fire and help them to change their minds, or they will not be reelected. And I do think it's important to...
But, Orlene, that makes you a fair-weather friend or incapable of understanding or, you know, all of these different other insults that get thrown at you if you actually call your representative, your employee, on the mat over doing something wrong. Then you get insulted, and you get bullied.
Well, maybe it depends how you approach them, perhaps. I don't know, but I do think we need to treat them with respect, but we also need to let them know that they are to represent us, the people who elected them. He's not my representative. We don't have anyone for Santa Rosa who has represented us for years. We're such a sad, sorry place, but I've always looked to him. I've looked to Tom McClintock as my conservative representative, and I'm sorry to say Tom McClintock voted wrong on this issue.
Well, you know, I disagree with you on one thing, Orlean. I believe in treating people with respect who deserve respect. When I've got a low-down, no-account congressman who sells me out to foreign interests, okay, for his own enrichment, I got zero respect for that SOB.
I concur with that as well. I mean, at what point do you, you know, stop being civil because they're not being civil to you? They're surrendering my liberty, my children's liberty, my grandchildren's liberty in their future, and there is no way or manner, shape, or form I'm going to be civil about that.
Yeah, I've had enough. I mean, do I sound a little angry?
And I would like to point out another thing. When you call Congressman Doug Klimalfa's office and their staffers answer the phone and attempt to lobby you out of your opinion, I had a nice long conversation with the House Committee on Ethics. That's actually illegal, and you can file a complaint against that and ask to have that staffer removed because they're not allowed to lobby you. And when they try to tell you that you don't understand what you're talking about, that you don't know what you read, here, read this and provide you with information to the contrary, that meets the definition of lobbying.
Yeah, and I think that would be Benedict, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Well, I think that I think the thing is, if I may say, that if you go to Carl Bott's program on June the 19th, and you go to the archive, and you scroll to about 7:30, you can hear the congressman who was supposed to be on at 8 o'clock. He came on at 7:30. He basically said, and you can listen to this for yourself, and I would hope that all the listeners would in Orlean, if you get a chance, they'll show you where to find this. Basically, he stands up for his staff. Basically, we don't know what we're doing. And a phone call that I made to Washington was, do you keep a track of people who call in on a given issue and which way the voters come down on it? The yeses or the noes, you keep track of that. I was told by a staffer that, yes, they do. And he does mention that on the radio program on how that's sort of inappropriate. You mean it's inappropriate for someone to call and ask that, number one. And number two, he also said that, you know, if I went along with basically just the phone calls I get and what people's opinions are that way, you know, I'd be against the Second Amendment because I get phone calls that are 10-1 in saying that we should get rid of guns. Okay, I kind of find that hard to believe in our neck of the woods.
Well, this just came in. This is from Raleigh Sally. It's breaking news. A Confederate flag just killed 7 people at an Alabama shopping mall. 7 people were killed this morning when a Confederate flag walked into an Alabama shopping mall and started shooting, according to local reports. The flag entered the Cherrywood Mall outside of Huntsville armed with AK-47 assault rifles.
Yeah.
Anyway, Orlean, great book. Great book. Great hearing from you. And we all love you and appreciate what you do. So keep on writing those good books because I'll tell you, darling, if you can get me to read one, you can get anybody to.
Sorry. I couldn't help
it. Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate that.
Go ahead, Orlean. Go ahead, Orlean.
Would you mind if I put a plug in for a big event that is happening September 19th? Where we're having Mark Baird come and speak for us. It's our Constitution Day celebration that we have had for 15 years in Santa Rosa. And hopefully Terry and Sally will be there, and we're going to be exposing all of the terrible things that are happening to try to bring down our Constitution. And we'll definitely talk about the TPP as well. But Mark Baird is going to be talking about the solution, and one of those is to allow true representative government for Northern California by bringing in a state of Jefferson. And we totally support you and all of your efforts for that. And along with that, we have some other outstanding speakers that are, first of all, talking about the threats to our Constitution and then ways that we can hopefully support our Constitution and still keep it aligned. So that will be on September 19th in Santa Rosa. And if you go to our Eagle Forum of California website, we'll soon have all the information up and how people can attend. I think it's only the cost of like $10, so there's no big, terrible expense. But we would love everyone to come. And we so appreciate all that you're doing in your neck of the woods to try to let people know that we can have a true representative government for Northern California. I think the state of Jefferson is a great idea.
Well, okay. Thanks a lot, Arlene.
Yeah, with that, we're going to have to go to a break here. And then when we get back, we'll pick up the conversation. I actually have something that just came in about the gay rights movement that maybe we want to put over about the Second Amendment.
Unintended consequences because of their definition in the gay marriage decision. It opens the door to a whole lot of other things because they basically said if it's a right that's deemed enshrined in the Constitution, that all the laws shall be lateral throughout the nation. And that applies to everything. Not just gay marriage.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with that, we'll go to a break. Again, if you have a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
crazy, crazy. That's how it goes. We're all aboard the crazy train. Yeah,
no,
that's right. That's the crazy train.
I'm getting off.
That's the crazy
let me
train.
Let me off.
Yeah, they just shoot you straight out to the desert in the middle of nowhere, boot everybody off the train, and go back for another load. And this is their answer to the water crisis.
Why, sure.
You have entered the Twilight Zone.
Yes, you've just stepped into another dimension, a dimension of sight, sound, and of the mind.
Just before we went to the break, I actually came across this on the Free Patriot Post. SCOTUS, gay marriage decision makes concealed carry legal in all 50 states. You might want to go and read about this, that maybe it helps us in our Second Amendment.
Maybe there were some unintended consequences from SCOTUS.
Yeah, they can't have it both ways.
Was that SCOTUS or SCOTUS? I think it's SCOTUS. That's right, I'm sorry.
I've actually been looking into this a little bit, and I think these people have a valid argument, because basically what the Supreme Court decision said, that when it comes to a right that is enshrined in the Constitution, that the laws shall be lateral across the nation.
Yep.
So if I have a right to carry a concealed weapon in Wyoming, California has to provide me the same right.
Wow.
If I have a right for a 400-round magazine in Alabama, I have a right to a 400-round magazine in California, because when it is enshrined in the Constitution as a right, all state laws shall be lateral.
Yep.
Whoopsie.
Oops. So I guess if POTUS and FLOTUS got together with SCROTUS, we're all free, right? I'm sorry, SCOTUS.
Isn't that the Jetsons?
Maybe. Ruh-roh.
Okay, anyway, go to the Free Patriot Post and check it out. And I believe we have a caller on the line, John from San Diego. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. How you doing? How's the weather down in San Diego?
Oh, man, couldn't ask for better. It's probably 75.
Nice.
I hate
we
you.
Don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just, you know, again, more frustration about the fact that the only thing everyone tells each other to do is, you know, talk to your representatives, call your representatives, write your representatives. Every time I call one of these, whatever they are.
I like to use the letters SOB, but that stands
yeah,
for
exactly.
Somebody, you know,
dictatorial,
on
bromance. You call them, police state, whatever's, but, you know, I'm talking like Boxer, Feinstein, any representative.
Sure.
McConnell's office. I call them all. You know, you never, most of the time, especially after a big event like what just happened with the gay marriage thing and the Confederate flag thing, I mean, you can't even get through. You just get hung up on
right.
over and over and over. So, I mean, what representation? There, you have
Where
no representative because you can't speak to anybody.
I understand. I think that the next stage of the game is you show up at whatever town halls they have, and public embarrassment is probably the next stage of the game. And I don't know, after that, maybe it's, tars and feather, pitchforks and torches. I'm not sure where we're... Remove them, recall. I mean, but there has to be enough people to get together and get enough anger going on, and that's kind of what we're seeing as our job right now.
Beat that drum.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing a great job. I listen every weekend on TuneIn Radio. And I try to spread the word, and,
Well, we really appreciate that. Yeah,
that's what it takes.
That's what it's going to take, because the media out there isn't is a bunch of lapdogs anymore. They don't do. They're not holding anybody accountable in the government or the media or any place. You know, it's like, the answer to this problem is to call up your congressman and tell him he's doing a great job and please don't to vote for this. Those days are long gone. This, you know, I call my congressman and I tell him that if the rotten SOB can't start voting for the American people and liberty, you know, we're doing everything in our power to get rid of him, one way or another.
Yep, I agree.
So, okay, I guess I was on a rant there. We probably need to get back to Orlean. Thanks for the call, John.
We
appreciate it.
The call, that's for sure, and keep listening and keep spreading the word out there for us. That's great.
Yeah. Keep
All right, guys, happy 4th next week.
All
you
right,
too.
You too.
Yeah, keep beating those drums, man. I mean, heat it up on them.
Yeah, we need to beat
the
drum.
About the San Diego area, there are still some good Republican representatives and a few, I think they have far more conservatives there than we do in Santa Rosa, I know, probably for most of Northern California. And maybe there are some that will still listen to us. We have a wonderful Eagle Forum state board member by the name of Mary Baker, who lives in San Diego. And she's been able to have a great deal of influence on her elected officials. First of all, by helping those who run for office
who are willing to say yes, they believe in having a platform of openness, and then she holds them to their feet of the fire when they are elected. And then she has been able to be appointed to some prominent positions, even by Democrats, by keeping them on, holding them to their platform that they promised. Then she also does some amazing training called Citizen Ninja, and she goes around to Republican women's groups, wherever she can, Tea Party groups, and teaches them some wonderful, good ways of being a citizen ninja and doing it in a way that has an effective, even on Democrats.
Well,
maybe we can bring her to Reading. Maybe we can have her on your radio show.
Hey, that'd be great.
That would be great, but do you have a number or something? Or maybe John could connect up with Mary Baker down there, and they could get some stuff done.
Yeah, let's see if you can get us a number after the show's over with Orlean. And because that's what it's going to take. I mean, how sad is it when we have to become ninjas in order to get our representatives to listen to us?
You know, actually, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Start beating the drums.
You know, I'm thinking about taking those stars and heading to my congressman's office, you know, and they stick in the door, tick, 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 you know, and I jump out like Chris Farley and, you know, Beverly Hills Ninja with a couple of nunchucks and start swinging them. Nothing else, I'll scare the crap out of him anyway.
Well, that's what it's going to take, is direct involvement by the people. And if you want your government back, you are going to have to be engaged with your government every day.
That's
you are
right.
going to have to remain vigilant every day. You have to see what they're doing. You have to be in these people's face, and you have to take your government back.
Yeah, I don't want to go to work anymore. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Yeah. That's it.
So maybe later on we can connect up and you can give me Mary Baker's information and maybe John too. So we can figure this out and connect people up and connect the dots and make things happen.
Yes. Either that or we all get to go to work for Monsanto.
Unify the tribes. It's time to unify the tribes.
Not in this lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I hear they have a new plant starting up in outer Siberia. It's called the Monsanto's new experimental gulag farm.
Yeah, that's where they're making that new gulag cereal.
Yeah, the gulag cereal.
Yeah.
It's like Captain Crunch, only different.
Yeah,
bet it is.
Soviet
Just
Crunch.
A little different.
Comrade Crunch.
It's Comrade Crunch.
What is so nice about you, how depressing all of this is, and you have the most amazing sense of humor. I really appreciate that.
Well,
about
it's a sense of humor, a roof, and a rifle.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift.
Okay, we're winding down on time, and we have Vicky from Reading on the line.
Oh, it's Vic.
Oh, Vic. I'm sorry, Vic?
Dick W.
Oh.
Hey, it's Dick. I recognize that voice anywhere.
Hey, I just want to remind you, I called in last week, too, that, I've been in Reading about 25 years, and I've voted every election. And I remember in the 90s, Dick Dickerson was on the state assembly, and Mauricio Hansen was a state senator. And they needed their votes, the Democrats, for some bill or something, and they dangled a carrot over, and they both took it. And the next election, they were both out. And I think the voters are going to remember what's going on right now. I don't think they're going to forget.
Well, I sure hope so.
We're not going to let them.
I sure hope so, because we need to let these guys know when they do wrong. You can't sit there and suck up to them and hope that because you're their friend that you're going to have political access and sway them in turn. They don't give a crap. What they give a crap about is their job.
Okay. Hey, Mark, go somewhere and cool off a little, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go jump in the pool after this. Just to,
Hey, good program.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Hey boy, so am I going off the deep end again?
I don't think so. I think we've been fairly civil considering.
Yeah, I mean, I could actually, we would be hitting the 6-second button. Bob would be over there hitting the button. Beep, beep, beep.
We could tell you what we really think.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm done. I mean, I'm through with these guys because, you know, what they are, in my opinion, is, you know, you got the POTUS. And the first three letters of that are POS. and you draw your own conclusions from that, because that's what I think about these people when they start selling us down the river for money, when they start selling us down the river for political favors, when they start selling our liberty.
Selling us, period.
Yeah, the, you know, the Benedict Ryans and the Dougla Mafias, as far as I'm concerned, can go to H-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not just our futures. It's our children's futures and our grandchildren's futures.
Yeah, and if they want a war, freaking bring it. I'm done.
And I'm sorry. If you are any longer sitting on your couch doing nothing about it, you are complicit. You are aiding and abetting the enemy.
Absolutely. And we have a quick thing. We're almost out
quick
of time.
Quick comment from Randy. Randy, good morning.
Hurry up. We're almost out of time, Randy. We got about a minute or so.
Okay, real quick. I think it's time for term limits. And your comments on that. Thank you.
Well, I agree.
We
agree.
Yeah. We are the term limits.
Yeah, I think the term limits are we get them out of office, we recall them. But I'm for term limits. You know, the old argument is, well, what if you get a good guy in there? So what? So what? We'll term him out, and we'll get another good guy in there. We don't need professional politicians in there start to get in there and understand how the system works well enough so that they figure out the bribery and all the graft that, so right. They can make sure that they're billionaires and millionaires before they get out of there.
And before we run out of time, we want to thank you, Orling, for coming on and sharing the time with us, and hope to have you back in the future, and maybe things will be a little bit different.
I think we are out of time. But remember,
I'll be with you.
Thanks,
Lenny. Thank you. Have a great day.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, is force. And force like fire is dangerous, servant and purple master.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Washington in Washington. Another setback for the International Space Station. An unmanned SpaceX rocket packed with supplies for the station broke apart minutes after being launched this morning from Cape Canaveral.
We stopped receiving data at about 2 minutes and 19 seconds from the vehicle. But it's still not clear exactly what happened and why.
NASA's George Diller, the cargo included the first docking port designed for future commercial crew capsules. A predominantly black church in South Carolina, the third to have a fire recently. Investigators want to know if it was arson. The blaze destroyed the Glover Grove Missionary Baptist Church in the small town of Warrenville. Meanwhile, Apple becomes the latest company to take action against the Confederate flag.
Apple is removing games from its online app store that feature the Confederate banner in what's termed an offensive or mean-spirited way.